The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The deal got done complete 5 years, $90 million. Nice to have that done.
Oh, you're 90?
590.
This y'all just telling me this. I don't even know. Yeah. I got to call him. But, I'm happy for him, man. It's an opportunity for him. Obviously, we love the game of basketball, but to be able to provide for your family for generations, like, that's what we do it for. So, I've seen him work his butt off these last few years. He's gotten better. He listens, he learns, and he goes out there and just competes. I'm happy for him.
Were you worried about that situation at all? Did you know?
Anything you did at 14 years old that made it predetermined that you're
going to
make that
deal,
everything is
coming. All right. Well, if you were able to sort through that, that was James Harden being happy that Clint Capella has a new deal. Lots to get to. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's
from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today, but Jong Lee, the Master. Actually, I'm going to call him the Batman today because if you're on the live stream, you get to see the Batman on the back of his computer. He'll be filling in for AJ. Tyler Scott will be filling in for Jong. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, if you want to admire the beauty that is Jong Lee, no. Go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us on Livestream.
I'm covered up for the most part. I'm doing an AJ, I wore an Astros hat today. It's funny because I walked in and then I don't wear hats too much to work, but I was like, I'll wear my Astros hat today. And the first person that I run into when I walk in.
Nolan Ryan. Yeah, I knew he was here today. Did he shake your hand?
He shook my hand, and I took a picture with him. And I should have done the whole Robin Ventura thing. I should have told him to put me in a headlock and took a picture with that, but I didn't.
Well, he's a little old now. You might want to be careful with that. He could pull something.
Yeah. There's not a lot of athletes / ex-athletes that kind of get my attention. And Nolan was one of them. That was like, oh, my God, it's Nolan Ryan.
It's funny. And I bet, well, I don't know if he did this or not, but most of these guys, now that they're retired, they just love to talk.
Like, oh, yeah,
guys,
yeah.
Guys like that.
Yeah, he was talking a lot.
they miss being the center of attention. So anytime somebody wants to talk to them, they'll, you know, I actually prefer guys who are retired like that because, you know, they'll sit and chat with you. Warren Moon was like that when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. I know he was doing some video stuff. I'm not sure exactly was going on, but I know Brandon was doing some video stuff with him, so cool that he was here. So got any big weekend plans?
No, not this weekend. Teresa has been out of town two of the last three weekends, and then before that we were in Dallas visiting my brother, so I think this weekend is kind of a laid back weekend for us. What about you?
I'm gonna be doing a lot of comedy stuff this weekend. I'm going to a show tonight at Under the Radar, which is one of my favorite breweries. They do a comedy and beer pairing, and so our buddy Koo, friend of the show, is there tonight, and then okay. Sunday at Secret Group, and highly recommend this. I think you have to get tickets. They're free, but you got to go on Facebook to get tickets. They're doing like a history of Houston comedy, and it's Slade Ham and Mungo.
Oh, okay.
All those guys. Billy D is going to be there. I think Andy Huggins is going to be there, so it should be a really good show. So that's my weekend. I'm also thinking tomorrow I may go try that bar that has the pool.
Oh, yeah, the new one?
Yeah, over on my side of town, and just see what that's like, because
how much, so your weekend, how much of that is inside, like, where you actually live, or is it, like, outside? Do you have to do any driving this weekend?
Well, I'll Uber over to Under the Radar tonight. When I get home, I'll just park my car and Uber, but that's like a 5 minute, maybe 10 minute Uber at the most. So that's as far as I'll be going.
Must be nice.
I take it back. I'm gonna Sunday I'm taking my daughter to lunch, and she was going on and on about she wanted me to take her to her favorite wing place, and I said, oh no, I'm going to take you to my favorite wing place. So she's gonna get her first experience at Big City Wings. So
okay,
we're gonna
nice.
Go to one on Marquee. And you know, and hopefully she'll like it better than her place. So so that I will be driving. I'll be in the car then, but that's it. Everything else is either walking or a very short Uber ride.
You're aging in reverse, I feel like. Like, because I feel like once you get older, you like the people tend to move out to the suburbs and they drive a lot. And once you're young, and you know, when you're younger, you kind of live near like all the action. A lot of people live in Midtown, now Edo, and that kind of thing, where you don't have to drive a lot. I feel like you're aging in reverse.
Well, I think it's kind of a little bit of like if my kids were still young and live with me, I wouldn't live down there. I would live in the suburbs, be near really good schools and things like that. But my neighborhood's it's like a lot of young couples that don't have kids yet, mm-hmm. which kind of you're describing. But there's also a lot of people that are like us, that the kids have already grown up, that want to kind of be in the middle of things. So yeah, I'm refusing to grow up. That's the thing. I'm gonna get old and die, but I'm not gonna grow up because that would be no fun. So, Clint Capela, done. You excited?
I won't say I'm excited just because he's a system center, even though he's been your best center they've had since prime Dwight Howard, which has been a few years. It's a very team-friendly deal, I feel like. It's $18 million per year. And I just looked at what Ryan Anderson got when he signed with the Rockets. He got $20 million a year. So I'm like weighing that with Ryan Anderson. I'm like, okay, I like the deal. He's not getting the max like he wanted, but I don't think he should have ever deserved the max.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a pretty fair deal for both sides. He gets 5 years, $90 million. So he's going to make 18 a year, which for what he was on that team, which I would say probably the third most, maybe the fourth most important player. I might put Gordon ahead of him, but certainly no lower than that. Defensively, you throw in what he does on switches and everything else, he's a perfect fit for what they do. I don't think he would have, and I said all along, if Phoenix signs him, it'll be Chandler Parsons all over again. You'll never hear from him. But I think he's a perfect fit for what they do, so that price seems fair. And you know, now they'll presumably add Carmelo Anthony, and that'll be what they go with next year.
Yeah, and he's going to be much more important to the, especially to the defense this coming season, just because they did lose both Bamute and Ariza, who are they're plus defenders. They're not elite defenders, but they're plus defenders. Where he's going to have to make his way to the basket a little more this season to block some shots. And obviously you're going to need to see some growth from him offensively, because all he really is a pick and roll, put back, alley-oop type of player. Now he did add the Euro step last year, which to certain...
The Euro travel, I like.
Yeah, in certain instances it worked. In other instances, you're like... when it works, you're like, oh, okay. You're like, no, and it works, and you're like, okay. But a lot of times you're like, I don't know if he should be doing that much with the ball, but you're going to have to expect him to grow a little more offensively, maybe add a hook shot or something.
It'd be nice if he had a post-up game, because that's something that they don't really do very well, and occasionally it would be nice if he could do that. Maybe you get a little of that from Carmelo, based on what you've been saying, because I think that's something if they could add would certainly help when they go through these stretches of 0-for-27 from three to maybe post up a little bit. But I'm glad they got him signed, and I think he was certainly more important than the guys they lost to get him back. Mm-hmm. And to do it without having to way overpay for the guy, I think is a good thing. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And So that's why I have to sell the back of my computer. That Batman is striking.
Is it?
If you look at it on the
it is striking.
It's very striking. So That's perfect. So if you have a business and you want to advertise on the back of my computer, just reach out to me. I'll put your logo there. It'll look just like Batman, only better.
I know you have the new MacBook, and I have the generation before that, and I think they got rid of the Apple that lit up a little bit, and I don't think the newer generation the Apple lights up. So this is kind of perfect for it because the Batman logo on the chest kind of lights up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I have to say, switching over to Mac was the best thing I've ever done, though. Yeah. I will never go back after all those years of trying to be a rocket scientist with a Dell. Mm. Are you a rocket scientist? God.
Teresa actually made this for me. She has one of those printer, the cutter things, and then she actually found the photo on Google Images and just cut it out with her machine, and then all you have to do is really purchase the material for this. So it was fairly pretty easy.
Your wife makes stuff for you?
Yeah, she makes T-shirts and stuff. Last year we went to Rice U of H. No, wasn't it last year? Yeah, it was last year we went to Rice U of H, and she made the Ruck Feist shirts. And we sold them for, I think, like $15 a piece, and we basically paid for her machine and her heat press, which not very cheap, but we paid that off. So whatever she makes, she sells off, and it's all pure profit now.
Sounds like she's a good earner.
She does okay.
Okay,
side business.
That's
I told
good.
Her, I told her she needs to start a Etsy little thing on or a little shop on Etsy, but she's a little busy for that.
Well. You know what? We're going to have something that she might want to contribute to something here at Gal Media, if you've been reading your emails. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We come back. I have I want to dog on somebody, if that's okay. Who?
I hope it's not me.
No, not you. No, it's a journalist who deserves to be dogged on.
I saw this.
And I also have a kind of a dilemma that relates to the University of Houston that I want to get your opinion on, because you and I are kind of the same mindset of this. But right now I'm going to tell you, if you have a vehicle that you're not using anymore, could be a car, could be a truck, could be a motorcycle, could be a tractor, four-wheeler, anything. And maybe it's been sitting in your garage, you have it out in the barn, and it's like, oh, I was going to fix it up, but man, it won't start, and I don't have time to mess with it, so maybe I'll just give it away. Well, I'll do you one better. How about you donate it? Because if you donate it to Texans Can Academies, it's going to go to help kids. And not only that, you're going to get a tax deduction off of it. Plus, they come tow it free of charge. They take care of all that, the paperwork, everything, just a couple of minutes. And you get that tax deduction. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. You know what else you get? $50 gift card. How about that? Who couldn't use $50? And you're just getting rid of something you're not using anymore, and you're doing a great thing. So many Blitzers have stepped up. They've all said the same thing. It's so easy. You just make the call and you tell them, and they'll come get the vehicle. That money goes to help these kids at Texans Can Academies. These are kids that have had to drop out of other schools because for whatever reason. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around their schedule. Some of them had transportation problems just getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. That's what they do. And they help these kids go on and graduate. So many of them go on and do great things. New school year's coming. Be one of the first to step up and help the new group of kids that are coming in. Give them a call right now, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He's got a vacation day. Chase, he was not suspended, Chase.
And him and Joel are fine.
Yeah, they've kissed and made up. It's all fine. So that still was one of the funniest days ever, because I'm just sitting there drinking beer, minding my own business, and all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up.
Hey, I got a text from you.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? I can't leave you guys for 2 days. Oh, but it was amusing from what I saw. 713-780-3776. So first off, I've actually had two people text me wanting to sponsor the laptop. If you're serious, email me at fower975@gmail.com and we'll come up with something fair. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Just, you know, maybe if you're a brewery, some free beer. That would work. Okay, so before I get on Dennis Dodd, a little bit of a moral dilemma. It was kind of going through our schedule of races that we're going to run in the fall, right? Uh-huh. One of them is the Bayou Bucket 5K, which I think would be kind of cool to do. It's over at Rice. So I'm planning to do that, but as part of the entry, you get two tickets to the Rice UH game, which I have said I'm not going to any UH games this year for reasons that have to do with Kendall Browse. Now, if I use the tickets because it's at Rice, am I okay? Or should I just give them away?
That is kind of a dilemma. I don't know. I would, if I got those tickets, I would sell them. But because I don't want to go and support.
Well, you're technically supporting Rice.
Are you going to be wearing Rice gear?
No, no.
See?
No.
So.
The ticket, but I mean, it's a Rice home game, so the money goes to them.
Yeah. Because I haven't worn anything U of H since the hires. And usually, typically on Fridays, I like to wear U of H stuff, but I haven't for quite a while now. I typically wear either comic book shirts. Fridays, I kind of dress down. I wear comic book shirts or Astros shirts. But yeah, I wouldn't go.
I'll probably just.
But I wouldn't blame you if you went.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to give them away. I mean, I wouldn't sell them. What are they worth?
You're right. You're right.
To be honest.
There's going to be some open seats.
Yeah. But I mean, and I feel like I could give them to somebody who might enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'll do. All right. So I wanted to get into.
Mr. Grumpy Pants.
Yeah, this is what's wrong. And this is why when people say the media sucks and they're a bunch of spoiled little bitches, this is where you can't really argue with them too much. So Bryce Love, Stanford Heisman guy, I think current Heisman favorite,
mm-hmm.
did not go to Pac-12 media days. Instead, he did it via Skype. And okay, so if you're going to get mad about that, let's have the reason why he didn't make it there. He's taking summer school classes. Guy's trying to get ahead in terms of his school classes.
And he wants to graduate in December.
He wants to graduate. So I'm going to go with taking your classes, a little more important than going to Pac-12 media days.
I'm agree with you there.
All right, so we're all in agreement so far.
Yes.
Well, CBS Sports college football reporter Dennis Dodd.
According to Larry Brown Sports, he's a respected CBS Sports college football reporter.
I'm going to draw a line through respected.
Because I booked him on the national side once.
Yeah.
Was he nice to you?
He was nice. I think it was for a Will P show because he's friends with him or something.
Well, he comes off with like a dick here.
Yeah, he really does. He wrote about the whole thing and said his absence, quote, set a dangerous precedent. Dangerous. This is going to give every star player an excuse to Skype in. And then he basically all but threatened not to vote for him in the Heisman or to hurt his Heisman chances by saying, let's just say Stanford forfeited a bit of leverage to protest if Love doesn't win the Heisman. All right, Denny, I'm really sorry that you didn't get to interview Bryce Love. I'm sorry that that was inconvenient for you, you little bitch. But I'm sorry. Classes are more important. This guy wants to graduate. And it's media days. I'm sure that they could get him on the phone for you if you asked.
Well, he was available.
I mean, he was on Skype. But I mean, even I'm pretty sure that he probably wanted to.
A one-on-one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
For everything that media members bag on athletes for when they skip class or when stuff happens where their grades are too low or, you know, they're cheating and that kind of thing, they bash the athletes in the programs mercilessly. And for Bryce Love to do something like this, I kind of commend him for actually staying committed and actually going to summer school. And you have to realize Stanford is not an easy college to attend.
No, and much less graduate from.
Yeah, and he's trying to graduate early. So I don't understand the uproar over this. And Dennis Dodd on his Twitter is getting killed by people saying that, oh, I thought they're supposed to be student athletes. What happened to attending class? And this is one of the worst articles and takes that you have ever written. And I tend to agree with the internet commenters.
It comes off as grumpy old man is what it comes off as. Oh, I didn't get my way where I got to talk to the and so I'm going to wield my big bad sword of the internet because I can, because I'm Denny Dodd. That's hey, what man. It comes off
of. That.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I just don't have a lot of respect for people who use their status as a journalist to go and rip somebody for doing the right thing, like in this case, because it was inconvenient to you.
This should be a, like, people should take this and use Bryce Love as a kind of a role model in terms of what should be important to a, like, quote, student athlete. Should be class, especially in the summer, get a lot of class out of the way before football season starts. You know, you attend your class, try to graduate early, take some of those hours off your plate in the fall. A lot of coaches should be kind of telling people to do it like he's doing it. So I commend him for sticking to his guns and going to media days via Skype.
Well, and I mean, at least he did that. I mean, that was cool of him. Mm-hmm. But I mean, come on. Listen, the term student athlete is kind of silly in most big time college football. Stanford, it's not. I mean, those kids, the kids that go to Stanford are generally going there to get their education in addition to playing sports. And in this case, I mean, that's just, I can't believe somebody would whine about that other than it somehow inconvenienced him.
Man, when did Stanford football turn around? I don't know, it was Jim Harbaugh, but it was what, mid-2000s?
It's been
quite a while. So Stanford has been a pretty tier one football program for a very long time, and they've been a very tier one in terms of academics school for a very, very long time. So just to get into Stanford is not an easy thing, and to field a football team, a competitive football team at a school like Stanford. And you have to give a lot of credit to these student, I'm going to call them student athletes, because at Stanford, I think it actually means something, like you said. But to do something like this, I have nothing but love for Bryce.
Oh, boy. all that to set that up. And Nick says, even if he wasn't going to school, what's the big deal? I'm with you. What's wrong with Skype? You're getting to interview the guy. It's the same thing. Just because he's not in the room. And it's, oh, dangerous precedent that guy. Well, guess what? If you can get him on Skype, so what? It's a whole new world, man. We FaceTime now. I did two meetings today where we're in a Google Hangout with eight different people, and we're talking about business. And, you know, some of them are in Dallas and some of them are here. It was nothing to it. We all communicated just like if we were in the same room. What the hell?
And how much can you actually learn from media days? Especially from players. Maybe you get something from Bryce Love, but he's seasoned enough to where he's going to give you like coach response, like general responses to all the questions you ask. Like the coaches, you're going to get some stuff, you know, some stuff that you can write stories about. But from these players, you're not going to get anything from them.
Yeah, the whole thing just strikes me as...
I'm offended because you're not here.
This is
privileged.
Get on my lawn. That's what this was. Squeeze a call real quick. Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. This has got to be one of the most... I'm not a huge Dennis Dodd fan to begin with. I think he comes across as whiny, considering how great a job he appears to have. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of from a writer. And I've seen some stupid crap. But to complain about a college kid going to class and still making time to give you granted it was over Skype, but he still made time to give you a face-to-face interview, not a phone interview. And it's media days. John said it best. You're not going to get anything from media days. You know everything about these players beforehand. It's, this is, God, I hate crap like this. I mean, but you know, it's like you said, above all else, this is what college athletes are supposed to be. And he's getting chastised for it by this idiot writer. I hate Dennis Dodd, and this just shows why.
I'm kind of with you. And listen, I've been stiffed by athletes before on interviews, and yeah, in one case it was very similar. It's where the guy had a family thing, and I had no point ripped him for it. Never said a word about it. Just like, oh well, I'm not going to write the story.
Move on. Talk to somebody else.
Yeah, there's somebody else there. And my email, in case you, for those who keep asking for it, Fowler975@gmail.com. But I don't have any more tickets to give away to the party next week. Junk scared me today. He sent out the list of everything we're doing next week, and he had us doing an event next Thursday.
That's my bad.
And I'm like, wait a minute. We already have an event next Thursday.
It's on Friday. We'll be at we'll be at Texadelphia on Montrose next Friday, or you and AJ will be.
But yeah, very very cool party next Thursday. We still have I have another giveaway for you, so we'll do that at some point today, probably in the 5 o'clock hour. Kyle says this is exactly why I hate people. I always say that I think 95% of people are really good, and that it's that 5% that ruin it for the rest of us.
And Dennis Dodd is a 5%.
Dennis Dodd is in the 5%, and
like he just sounds like a privileged media member. Like,
and that's why people hate the media. And they can't, and that's why people can't figure out, you know, why they think you're right. They're privileged. They're entitled. Yeah, that's the word.
Because I'm sure Dennis has been to plenty of these, and he's like, he's expecting something, like he's expecting a Heisman front runner to be at one of these things. And when he didn't see him, he's like,
well, he was probably planning a big story on the Heisman race.
Exactly.
Him.
Okay, exactly. Well, you ruined a story for me, Bryce Love. Screw your education.
You know what else? I guarantee you. Denny's one of those guys that is first in line for the free meals in the press box.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's the one bitching about them.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this chicken is 2 days old. He's one of those. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This kid needs to be locked away. Get him. Dr. Dre,
don't just stand there. Operate. This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Or Fred and Jong today, which is just fine. It's two-thirds of the team. Tyler Cito, which I don't know where the hell that came from, is in there doing Jong's job.
That's a Granato thing.
Oh, really? He hasn't screwed up so far. It's 4:35, so he's made it through the first couple segments without a terrible mistake. Somebody texted, I don't know who, some Twitter that I'm not familiar with, steadily defending Dodd because the media day was scheduled well in advance. Thoughts? Yeah, so was his class. So, no, there's no defending that. Honestly, if you're doing that, you're just as bad as him. You're just a whiny little
bitch.
Yeah, that's it. Or an entitled whiny little bitch. So,
wah. Like AJ likes to say,
yeah.
Wah.
Yeah. You know, it's... Like, you're more important. This is what I hate about some people in my business. They make themselves more important than the people they're writing about.
Yeah, and I'm sure he had like two or three stories that he wanted to do on Bryce Love and probably had a template laid out, and all he had to do was put in the quotes and then send it off and like, okay, I'm done. No more for me from Media Day. I'm done.
But this is the problem with, you know, we've made media personalities so, I mean, they have become as famous as some of the athletes. And so it makes them think that, and he's not one of them. I mean, I've maybe heard his name three times, so I'm not going to say he's Skip Bayless or
no,
or you know, Stephen A. or one of those guys. But that's a mindset. I'm more important than everybody else, including the people I'm covering. We wouldn't have jobs here if it weren't for sports and what those guys do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we rip on them sometimes when they deserve it. But the reality is, you know, they're the guys we're supposed to be talking about.
Yeah.
Not Denny Dodd.
Yeah, Denny needs to sit down.
Den.
And be humble.
He needs to, he needs to be put in timeout, yeah. Like in a really dark Texas Tech type closet, and stay there for a week and not get free food. Let's try Barrett. What's up, Barrett?
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, Fred Young? Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
I, as a former college student athlete, I have more of a question, actually, after hearing the last thing about Denny Dodd. When John was talking about how Denny's website was getting blown up with bad pub, do you think that there's, and as journalists, as sports figures, yourselves, professionals, do you think that there's any, like, of that mentality, any publicity is good publicity? If you can get to my website, now you'll know my name, and then just all about me. What are your thoughts on, like, and you were saying, everybody's a celebrity now, so...
I think that may be part of it. It's like, let's do something that's going to go viral and people will rip me for. It's not for me, but although we did pepper spray Jong once and that went viral, so there is that.
He seems like a very straight laced guy. He writes for CBS Sports, and it wasn't his website. It's on his Twitter, and he just kind of made a smartass comment and said the Pac-12's best player wasn't there at media day. And he didn't and posted a story about why Stanford star Bryce Love's absence from the Pac-12 media day, blah, blah, blah. And he posted that, and everybody just commented on it and called him garbage. So I don't know if that's going to help his readership. If anything, I feel like it would hurt it, no?
I'd be curious how many people driving around had actually heard of...
Denny?
Denny.
Den?
We're calling him Den. Yeah. D? Yeah, D's probably good. I'm just curious that how many of them actually had heard of him before this. So there is something to that. I've never been a fan of that, but it exists. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. On the Texans front, curious to get your thoughts on this, but apparently there's a report out that there will not be an extension for Jadeveon Clowney this season. I know there was some talk about trying to get his contract done before the season starts, and then once the season starts, they're not going to negotiate.
And that's usually what they do. That's a Texans move. They've only did it a couple times, right? I know they did it with Matt Schaub after one of the, I think he beat Jacksonville or something 1 year, and then he got extended. And I can't remember if they did it with Cushing or not. But it's not unprecedented for them to not do it, but it's very unlikely for them to do it. And, I mean, honestly, you really don't have to. You just basically go back to him and say, show us.
Yeah, well, and he's coming off an injury. He had off-season surgery. Last year's the first time he's played all 16 games. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure you still know what you have with him. I'm okay with waiting. I'm okay with the prove it to me, because you can always franchise him next year. And if he's hurt again, then he's not going to get paid as much as you would be paying him now. So, yeah. I'm okay with that.
And I think it's a little more difficult with him because it's with him, statistics isn't kind of a big deal. Not a big deal, but it doesn't tell the entire story. Like, he doesn't rack up the sacks like J.J. Watt used to, or, you know, he's a very good, extremely, very, very, very good run stopper. And if he can get ahead of steam, he can bull you over for a pass rush. So, like, he doesn't rack up a lot of sack numbers, and like you said, he's been injured a lot. So,
Mont says this media guy reminds me of Peter King at Texans camp a few years ago, bitching about O'Brien playing Rick Ross too loud. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
I could see Peter King being that way, though. He's kind of curmudgeon-y.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of that in him. But you know what? That's another guy that's built a nice career for himself and getting paid now, big time. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So didn't they just do it with McKinney? Yeah, McKinney had a year left too. So,
but he's been
consistent.
Yeah,
and it's not like and Clowney's probably going to want a deal that's going to make him,
you know, the richest outside linebacker in NFL.
And is he going to be worth that? And I think you'll know by the end of this season. But we shall see. All right. We're going to go to break. We come back. More fun and frivolity. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And let's not forget Sports Map 94.1.
to call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Jong Lee filling in, quite capably, I might add. It's your hourly reminder to check out SportsMap.com, the greatest sports website in the city of Houston. All kinds of cool stuff on there today. We've got a story from Culture Map Austin on something we talked about yesterday, the Longhorns being the number one college football team of the past 20 years. Didn't agree with that. Thought it should have been Miami, but that's okay. That one is it's actually more than 20 years, I think. But that's on the website right now. We also have a little story on the Rockets locking up Clint Capella. We have Charlie Palillo's column is back, mostly Texans. Jerry Bowe's got a fantasy football outlook for the Texans. So Jerry, who's really good at gambling, is also very big into fantasy, and so I guess it's never too early to talk fantasy because
It's just around the corner. Not too far from
it. Is. It's close enough now that we actually have to worry about it. We also have a video from Charlie on the other Rockets acquisition besides Carmelo that he's very excited about, and still have Holly's story up from yesterday that's gotten a lot of attention on the National Anthem. So go check it out, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. There you go. That's my plug for that. 713-780-3776 if you want to get it. Who is Chelsea Handler?
Oh, that blonde comedian.
Is she funny?
I'm not a big fan. She had a show on E! Network, I think, and now she has a show on Netflix, I think. I don't
Both
know if
correct.
She's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but is she somebody reasonably famous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's kind of funny. She's a little bit more Sarah Silverman-esque in her comedy. She's a little bit more raunchy, but...
Okay, because I think Sarah Silverman's pretty funny.
What'd she do?
She wants Twitter to get rid of the president's Twitter account.
Oh.
Says, can Twitter just remove Trump's account already? No leader of any country should be tweeting threats to people in other countries. That would actually force him to talk more and explain policies and answer questions on tape, and we all know how that goes. And that's the story. Yeah, I kind of like the fact that he's on Twitter. I don't necessarily like what he tweets sometimes, but it's entertaining.
It is entertaining, but then you look at it and be like, well, this is the leader of our country, and it is entertaining, but he shouldn't be tweeting threats and insults at people. But, you know, it's... I don't know. I do like reading them just because they make me laugh.
Yeah, I don't follow him because I see all his tweets anyway because somebody always retweets
them. It.
Yeah.
Do I follow him?
I bet you don't. I bet you've seen every tweet, though.
I have.
But I also feel like, you know, that's part of his shtick. That's kind of what he does. That's sort of how he got elected. You know, do what you do.
Yeah, I'm not following. I am following the Donald Trump of Houston. I don't know what's okay, his.
There's a Donald Trump of Houston?
Yeah, there's a Donald Trump that tweets about Houston sports.
That's a pretty funny account.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I'll pull it up here. I'll let you know when I find it. But
Ashton J says he hears producer T. Scott slipping Nickelback as bump back music. I wonder if I had noticed. I did not notice. I wasn't really paying attention.
I did not play any Nickelback.
I didn't,
yeah, I didn't think it was Nickelback.
I would not play
Nickelback. For some reason, like, do you guys do this where you'll go through a phase where you just have, like, one band that just pops in your head and listen to everything they do for, like, a week and then...
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, I'm back on, like, 3 Days Grace has been in my head for 2 days now. And I don't know why. I hate everything about you.
I played that
Why
song.
Do I Love You? Yeah. That's been in my head. Not sure why. Jong's thoughts on the Fox Disney news as far as it goes for the superhero movies.
As far as the superhero movies go, you're going to see the X-Men and Fantastic Four. Well, the Fantastic Four, the distribution rights for the Fantastic Four are owned by some Swedish company. But that's, you know, Disney's going to turn around and pay them or do a shared agreement with them. But the rights to the X-Men and the Fantastic Four go back to Marvel. They're owned by Disney now. And they're going to, it's going to be about a year before they can actually start doing stuff with it just because of all the paperwork they have to go through. It just got finalized today. I guess they all voted on it today, the Fox shareholders, and it got passed. So after the paperwork is filed, they're going to have to do some legal stuff because I think they're going to have to sell off like the regional Fox Sports networks, like Fox Sports Southwest will have to get sold off. So people that are working, I think there's a Fox Sports Southwest studio here in the Woodlands. So those people kind of have to kind of wait and see what it means for their jobs. But in terms of comic book related stuff, you're going to start seeing X-Men and Fantastic Four in the MCU.
Maybe we should buy Fox Sports Southwest.
We could.
We need a television element.
But you will never drive out there.
It's no. Well, we'd have to move the studios here.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of room.
Yeah, we do.
In fact, we have a room that used to be a television studio that
That's
could easily
true.
Be fixed. So, yeah, let's, David Goff, if you're listening, let's go buy it.
Yeah, Fox's bigger play is over in Europe. They want to, so this is, it's a little weird. So they had 39% of the Sky Network in Europe. They had to take that 39% and sell it to Disney. So Disney now owns 39% of Sky, and Fox is going to turn around and try to purchase the 61% that they don't own. So obviously you can't have the 100% of a network. So they had to sell off their stock so they can buy a different one. And the Disney and Comcast went into this whole bid with over here in the US for the you know, distribution rights for X-Men, Fantastic Four, and that kind of thing. But now Comcast dropped out of that, so they can try to purchase the 61%. So the fight between Fox and Comcast is now overseas for the Fox for the Sky Network, because Fox wants to do more news and live sporting events.
So is that any relation to Skynet?
No, I don't think so.
Because if you're going to own Skynet, then we know Judgment Day is coming, and we're all going to die. Well, not all of us. Some of us are going to hide underground and then come back and fight the robots in 30
years. I mean, this could be the start.
Could be. We'll talk about this when we come back, but USA Today, really excited about this. They did a list of all the things they want to see out of the Disney-Fox merger in terms of Marvel movies.
Okay.
So
I haven't seen this list.
You haven't? Good.
No.
Don't go look at it on the break.
I won't.
Because I want to get your reaction to it so you can say, oh, that's bull bleep. That's a great idea, or that's a Denny Dodd kind of idea. That's kind of what we'll do. So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Drunk Bevo says, for us nerds, today was a great day. By the way, Mission Impossible was pretty good. I like the Mission Impossible movies. I always have. I probably will go see it at some point. It's not one I'm going to go opening weekend too.
Yeah, I know you're not a big Rotten Tomatoes fan, but it's currently sitting at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's I didn't think that this was going to be I'm not as big of a fan like as you in terms of Mission Impossible, just because I don't like Tom Cruise, but this is one Mission Impossible I might go watch just because it's gotten such a good review.
I do want to give you props on your Schlitterbahn commercial, or the first responders contest commercial, where it was name five Tom Cruise movies, and you go Mission Impossible 1, Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 3, Mission Impossible 4.
No, I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise.
I actually, for being a weird, he's a pretty damn good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor. I had this conversation with somebody earlier today, Drew, I think it was Drew, and I told him, it gets to a certain point. We're talking about Kanye West. There gets to a certain point where your music, for it to be, for me to listen to it, and same goes for movies, for like Tom Cruise, for me to consume your medium, your product has to be at a premium, because I can only take douche so much. Like, Kanye West is the douchiest, most, maybe one of the worst people in terms of how he treats people and just the ridiculous things that he says. Like, your music has to be up there in terms of how good it is. If it falls below your personality line, then I'm not going to listen to you ever again. And I felt like that with Kanye West, and I feel a little bit like that with Tom Cruise.
The thing about him, though, it's like he does so many. Like, I love the Jack Reacher books, and I love that he did Jack Reacher. And I thought he was Tropic Thunder. I thought he was hilarious. It's just he always seems to do characters that I like. I think he's a turd. It's kind of like Mel Gibson. It's like Mel Gibson's always doing stuff that you watch it and you go, I kind of like this movie. But they did his top Tom Cruise movies. And you think about, like, Jerry Maguire, I hated. That was a chick flick disguised as a sports movie. But a few,
Show Me the Money.
A Few Good Men, though.
That was a good movie.
That was outstanding. Risky Business, Top Gun. He's done a lot of good stuff. He is a turd, though. All right.
Although a lot of people that have met him, like that are fans, a lot of people that have met him said he's a very nice guy, but it's just the whole Scientology thing I can't get past.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy when they're basically enslaving the people that go to the church. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we go to break, I got to tell you about Texan Can Academy. And guys, if you got a vehicle, doesn't matter if it's running, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Can be a car, truck, can be motorcycle, can be a tractor, anything, RV. And it's sitting out there in your yard, or it's sitting in your garage, or it's sitting in your barn, and you think, I need to fix this up. And you just never got around to it. Now it's gotten all rusty. It won't start. And you're thinking, what am I going to do with this thing? Well, donate it. Donate it to Texans Can Academies, because they'll come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. It takes almost no time whatsoever. And your donation's tax deductible. So whatever you give them, you're going to get a tax deduction on that, which will look really good next year when you're able to chop that off your taxes. And how about this $50 gift card, if you tell me, heard about it on the Blitz. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. These are kids that have dropped out of other schools. They don't know where to go. Well, they go to Texans Can Academies, and Texans Can Academies takes care of them. They work around their schedules if they have jobs. It doesn't matter what the issue is. They work with them on it. So many of them, a lot of kids would have never graduated without Texans Can Academies, and a bunch of them do, and there's going to be a whole new group coming in here in just a couple weeks, so now is the time to donate. 713-225-4226 is the number, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.